It's time to find out a little bit more about the charity Visibility. The sight loss organisation is based in the west of Scotland, in Glasgow, and provides a whole host of services. And to tell us a little bit more, we have with us their chief exec, Fiona Sanford. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me, Alan, and Happy New Year to yourself and everyone who's listening.
And to you. Now, we last spoke, Fiona, just before Christmas. We were having a bit of a review of 2017, looking at how things have gone for the charity. So what news do you have for us today then?
Well, I suppose the big news is that after 20 fabulous years with Visibility, I'm actually moving on, Alan. So I've got a few more months to work with Visibility, but I am going to a new job. That's quite exciting and a bit anxiety provoking. And I'm really got very mixed feelings about leaving Visibility. I actually had to check, but apparently I've been there for 20 years. I joined in October 1997. It's the longest, obviously, I've ever been in any job. And that's just simply because it's a brilliant organisation. I'm lucky enough to work with fabulous people. We make such a positive difference to so many people living with sight loss. And yeah, I'm very, very sad to be leaving.
20 years, a long time to be there. And in terms of charities, you know, a lot can change in a short space of time, never mind, you know, two decades. So you must have overseen a lot of changes.
Oh, totally. I mean, I would say the organisation's unrecognisable. When I started, I think I was the 10th member of staff. When we were at our largest, we had almost 60 people. We're now down to 31. The organisation was, of course, Glasgow and West of Scotland Society for the Blind. I led on the rebranding and really the modernisation of it. It was fabulous. 1997, but it was very small, very inward looking. Didn't have a lot of services then, really, in comparison to what it has now. But what it did have was the ethos that it still has. And you know, it was formed in 1859. So yeah, I'm just really a new kid on the block. So you know, it'll go on into the future, way beyond me.
What were some of the big changes, and how did it look beyond Glasgow, or how did you look to say, well, what services do we need to provide?
Well, I think the key difference that we made, or the changes that I instigated, was we put blind and partially sighted people at the heart of everything that we do. We ask the people that we are there to serve, basically, well, what is it you need us to do? What is it you want? And listen to that. And every single service that we provide is based on evidence that's given by blind and partially sighted people. We also, as you say, we look beyond Glasgow. So we merged with Dumfries and Galloway Association for the Blind, which took Dumfries and Galloway into the geographical area that we cover. But we also looked really globally for what was happening in the world of sight loss, where we looked at the work that was being done between Australia and California with people who had neurological sight loss, and we worked with Fife Society for the Blind. We sent staff to Sweden at one point to teach them how to train people to make best use of their peripheral vision. Some of your listeners will remember Dan Kish. We brought Dan Kish across to work with us in developing an echolocation service. For a small West of Scotland organisation, we really have looked globally to enhance the services that we can provide for people in the West of Scotland.
And those services are for a really wide age group as well, from tots to seniors.
Absolutely. We work with babies, we work with families, we work with very, very elderly people. We'll provide a service to anyone that needs us.
I mean, the landscape for charities has changed considerably even in the past few years, never mind the past 20 years, Fiona. So big changes there as well. Have you seen perhaps charities working closer, working better, or working better with local and national governments as well?
Yeah, I think the economic situation, it really has driven organisations to ensure that we are actually providing value for money spent. We are definitely working a lot more closely with the national organisations. We've developed partnership services with the RNIB, our children and family services are in partnership with RNIB. We're looking at developing a hospital support service in Dumfries, again with the RNIB, and our Lanarkshire hospital support service is partnership. We've worked with NDCS in Dumfries and Galloway to develop a sensory impairment service. So yeah, we're really keen to work closely with people because, well, there's more than enough work to go around for everybody, and we are really keen not to duplicate. We want to provide added value. We work here in Glasgow with Glasgow City Council. We work in partnership with Greater Glasgow and Clyde Health Board, Lanarkshire Health Board. So yeah, we're an organisation that's basically open to working collectively to make sure that blind and partially sighted people have the best opportunities that they can have.
And your members or service users are there, as you say, at the core, telling you what they're looking for.
Yeah.
And imagine things like technology is playing a bigger part now, but perhaps rehabilitation, habilitation.
Yeah, we see a big change. Technology obviously has made a huge difference to people, and the even just for the ability to keep in touch with people, do online shopping, online banking. That's radically changed from when I started Visibility. We were all still working on desktops then, and you know, that's a lot more cumbersome than just having your phone in your pocket. So technology has I would say is probably the biggest change for people. The changes in statutory service, I can't pretend that hasn't had an impact on the people that we work with. You know, because of the economic climate, statutory services are certainly less available maybe than they were at one time. We experience that as an increased demand on our charitable services. And of course, as you alluded to earlier, Alan, the financial situation, you know, it's more and more challenging to source funds for us to provide our and sometimes life-saving services.
Yeah, because I think, you know, that's something we have to get across to people, you know, sighted, visually impaired, is that to have those services in place from social services, but from charities like Visibility, can really help people get their lives back on track, because many people still think sight loss, you know, that's the end, there's nothing I can do after that, and that is absolutely not the case.
No, you can't pretend it isn't a life-changing event. It is, obviously, but the ethos of Visibility is very much, when people come to us, they've probably had lots of people telling them what they can't do, and that's what they say, you know, they have a whole list of things they can't do, and we just say, well, okay, so we know what you can't do, so let's now focus on what you can do, what you can do. And really, there's very little that you can no longer do. You just have to learn how to do it differently and adapt what you did before to these new sets of circumstances, and we'll help you do that. And that's what Visibility is. We facilitate people to make different choices, but it's very much about what people themselves want to do, whether that's complete a PhD, cross the road to go to the bookies, whatever, it doesn't matter. It's all about what's important to the individual, and that's what Visibility is about. And there's almost always a different way, Alan, of doing something.
Now, we spoke previously as well, towards the end of 2017, about a project you're running to help people with cooking. Sounds like a simple task for many, but lots of things to learn if you're visually impaired there, and you were crowdfunding to help with building these accessible kitchens for the training. How's that gone?
Well, that was our first attempt at a crowdfunder, Alan. It was fabulous. Yeah, we've secured all the money now, thanks to the incredible generosity of the people of the West of Scotland. And I've got to say, as an organisation, we are so lucky to have the support of lots of people. You know, everybody, including yourself, always gets on board and is really enthusiastic about what sometimes maybe seems to the outside world like crazy ideas. But, you know, we always pull it off, and we pull it off because of the generosity of the people that support the organisation. So, yeah, we now have the money for the kitchen. Unfortunately, what we don't have is someone to build the kitchen. It's really difficult. It's been really difficult to actually get someone who will work with us to build an accessible kitchen, but I'm determined that will be done before I go, even if I've got to build it myself.
and you know, you mentioned that you are moving on to a new post with Visionary.
Yeah.
Now, tell me about Visionary.
Well, Visionary is a UK-wide membership organisation. Alan, Visibility is a member of Visionary, so I've seen firsthand the good work that Visionary does, and what it does. The aim of Visionary is to ensure that services are available locally to blind and partially sighted people when they need them, and collectively bringing the voices of all these sight loss charities together, it provides a much stronger voice for the needs and the voice of blind and partially sighted people. So that's what it is. It's a membership organisation, so I'll be a bit more removed, I suppose, from direct service delivery. It's UK-wide, so it's it's bigger, I suppose, than the west of Scotland. It's quite a different type of organisation, but I'm so delighted to be staying within the sight loss sector. Actually, I don't think I would have left it. I really love it. I get so much from it on a personal level, but it's my patch.
Is it a bit daunting just making that leap, you know, to go from somewhere that you've developed considerably over the past two decades to a brand new post?
Oh, I can't tell you. Yeah, the anxiety levels are through the roof. But yeah, it is very daunting and exciting at the same time. I know that Visibility will continue to go from strength to strength. There's a fabulous team of staff. They're amazing people. They'll just continue. But for me personally, yeah, I'm very excited to be going to the new post after so long, but I'm really, really sad to be leaving this one. If there was a way I could sort of clone myself and do both, that would be the ideal.
If only. If you never know, in a few years' time, you might be able to do just that. And we will, you know, catch up with you again once you've been in post for a while, and we'll see how things are going. But in the meantime, you know, if people would like to learn more about the work of Visibility or get involved, fundraising, etc., how can they do that?
Well, they can call us on 0141 332 4632, visit our website, which is visibility.org.uk, email us info@visibility.org.uk, our social media, Facebook and Twitter, @WeAreVisibility. And thank you to everyone for all the support that I have received on a personal level in this amazing job over the last 20 years.
Best luck, Fiona, and thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.